So the story off this tie as we run down the clock here, the last of the quarterfinals in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. The opening half was dominated by Gidor as they led at the break. 2 goals and 9 points to Bundoran's 4 points. Those goals coming in the first half, as we told you, from Niall Freel in the 5th minute, which put them 3 points up, 1-1 to Bundoran's solitary point. And the second goal, well, it came later in the half on 28 minutes. Dara O'Boyle from the penalty spot after a foot block by Conor Carthy, the Bundoran goalkeeper. There goes the final whistle. It's all over here, by the way. 8-13 to 3-12 is the final score. I'll tell you about that penalty in the first half. It was Dara O'Boyle. After a foot block, Conor Carthy threw his body in the way of the penalty from O'Boyle, and it ricocheted off the keeper, hit the crossbar and back into the path of O'Boyle, and nestled it into the back of the net. And that was 2-9 to 4 points at that stage. Eamon Collum, Micheál Carroll, Oran McNeilis, Cian Mulligan and Naois O'Boyle also on the score sheet in the opening half for Gwydor. As for Bundoran, Paul Brennan, Gary Clancy got a couple of scores, and Michael McEnough as well. But it was a bit of a gold fest in the second half here in the last of the quarterfinals, as the game was really opened up, but it was more like a training challenge match, so it was in the second half. Taking a look at that latter half, the goals coming from Dara O'Boyle got a second very early in the half, 2 minutes in, after a build-up play from Eamon McGee and Oran McNeilis. Kevin Cassidy got in on the act as well with a clever bit of play to take a step back as he judged the flight of the ball bang on and was able then to rifle it in to the back of the net. Eamon Collum, who scored a handful of points in the first half, got in with a goal on 7 minutes as well. And it just wasn't those three goals in the opening 7 minutes that came in the second half, because Bundoran got a goal as well. Tommy Hur and managed to flick one in with a hand and pass the goalkeeper off Gidor, Christopher Sweeney. But the goals just kept on coming. Goal number 6 for Gidor came from Naois O'Boyle. Cian Mulligan got in it with the 7th goal, and then the 8th goal of the game coming from James Carroll. Bundoran also got a couple in the second half. Gary Clancy and Peter McGonigal stepping up, and then they rounded it off with a few points as well. Gary Clancy, Tommy Govoroff and Tommy Hurahan. So it was Martin McHugh, relatively uneventful affair here. The game sort of went the way that everybody was feeling it would go, that it would be a big performance by Gidor and a big win for Gidor. But I don't think anybody thought there would be 11 goals scored on this one, given the way both sides had played in their group matches that they headed into the quarterfinals.
Well, I just think, watching the number you're writing about scores in Donegal, when it's 7 points to 4 or 5-4 or something like that, now they can write about we've had 11 goals in one game in Donegal. So definitely no defensive football there. And Gidor will be happy enough. They went through the motions. They had something like 11 different scorers, easy enough. Some of the subs came off the bench. James Carroll and Gavin McBride got scores as well. But they'll be handy enough. It's easy enough. It was a handy enough performance for them, an easy performance. They weren't really tested. They'll not take anything out of it. They'll just say it's a quarter final. We're in the semi final, and now that's where they were beaten last year. So they looked at from their point of view, is, you know, that's what it's about. They're out in the field there all together. But the field, they'll be looking about the draw up here now when it takes place. But, you know, I don't think, you know, they'll be expecting to score 8 goals and 13 points every day they go out. So I think the one thing about the groups and everything else is good. The whole thing is good, but I think we need to seed the teams, you know, maybe on the league and everything else. And I think we make for a better competition, you know, better quarterfinals and you know, semi-finals and that there. I just think that's the one thing we need to do. The groups are very good and been very successful, but I think that's one thing we need to do. The draw's ready to be made up here, so there's a lot of people excited from the different clubs involved between all the championships, you know. So this is what it's all about, you know, this draw.
Who'll be looking to avoid who then, Martin?
I suppose, you know, no disrespect to McCool, most teams will want, of the three teams in it, Gidor, Glenswally and Yukon, they'll be happy if they can, you know, to get McCool's, with no disrespect to them. It's fair play to them to get that far, but they'll be happier with that there, you know, all one. And suppose, you know, looking at it, that there is the way it'll be. But you know, the most impressive team we've seen so far is Gidor. You know, can they go that step further to the final this year, which will make a big difference. I mean, they look very, very impressive. They're very settled and steady what they're about and everything else. And if it's like the weren't tested today at all. I mean, the game was over after the first goal. It was over, probably, you know, looking at it. And Bundoran will be disappointed with their own performances. But look, they've got this far and they got promotion. So when they look back at the year, they'll be happy enough. But Gidor, you know, they're favourites for it, and deservedly so, what we've seen. But look, at the other teams are still going to have a say in it. It's all about on the day. Football's all about played on the day.
Yeah,
sometimes a big quarter-final one can be the worst thing going into a semi-final.
These semi-finals will be played next weekend, but we have to have the draw for the last four. That's coming up shortly, and we'll be back to you, Frank, with details of the pairings for the semi-finals of the Senior and Intermediate Championship very soon here on Highland Radio. But the last of the quarter-finals has ended. It was a goal fest. 11 scored altogether through the course of the game. It finished Gwydor 8-13, Bundoran 3-12. The favourites for this year's Doc Maguire are in to the last four under the semi-final draw, where also on there is McCool's, Niamh Connell and Glenn Swally. We'll have details of that draw for you very soon.